The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, February 3, 2022. Cuba condemned the ongoing application of over 60 years of economic, commercial, and financial coercive measures the U.S. government officially decreed on February 3, 1962. A declaration of the Cuban government released by its foreign ministry remembers it was President John F. Kennedy who signed 60 years ago the Order 3447 titled Embargo on All Trade with Cuba under Section 620A of the Foreign Assistance Act of 1961. The declaration upholds that the blockade has never had the least shred of legitimacy or moral justification and that Washington's policy of siege and economic suppression has become the core of a strategy designed to curtail the legitimate right of the Cuban people to defend their sovereignty and materialize a program of development free of imperialist domination. The blockade has escalated to become the most complex, prolonged, and inhuman act of economic warfare ever committed against any nation. Its effects have constrained the scope for economic growth, being designed to impede trading relations with third countries, cause maximum possible obstruction of banking and other financial operations, deter foreign investment, and cut off all sources of revenue, stresses the text, and adds that it constitutes a massive, flagrant, and systematic violation of human rights of all Cubans. It amounts to an act of genocide within the meaning of the 1948 Convention of the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide. The Cuban and Chinese foreign ministries reaffirmed their interest in the regional and international agenda while praising the two-way relations. Cuba's Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez detailed on Twitter about a meeting with the Chinese ambassador to Cuba, Ma Hui, while recently the spokesman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry, Zhao Lijian, stated that the mutually beneficial cooperation with Cuba will be broader and friendship will gain strength. In this regard, Mr. Li Jian stressed the significance of signing a plan to promote the economic project of the Belt and Silk Road between both nations and by which Cuba's development plans would be aligned with key areas and contents of the Chinese initiative. The Office of the Historian of Havana is promoting the creation of a new institution, the Coffee Museum, which will focus on safeguarding the historic, cultural, and social footprint of that product in Cuba. In that sense, the entity is promoting the donation of objects, documents, books, photographs, and other elements related to the cultural universe of Cuban and international coffee by national public and is prioritizing the preservation of tangible and intangible heritage. According to experts from the Office of the Historian of Havana, the initiative is relevant because it will make it possible to record the history of coffee growing from the ecological, archaeological, architectural, and industrial dimensions as well as its identity within the deep and varied national culture. And in the international agenda, we have that Mexico reached 5,027,870 accumulated cases of COVID-19 since the first reported patient at the end of February 2020, the Ministry of Health confirmed. According to the report on its website, 42,181 new infections were added in the last 24 hours, surpassing the 5 million reported, something never imagined when the pandemic broke out 2 years ago. The ministry adds that, in terms of deaths, the country has 307,493 as the last count, of which 573 occurred in the last 74 hours. It was on January 4 when Mexico surpassed 4 million infections, and at that point, it had accumulated 299,711 deaths from the disease. Meanwhile, figures are updated every hour while the pain of the relatives is growing in Argentina after a tragedy has brought the scourge of drug trafficking in this country to light. The news hit headlines in local media and abroad. So far, 20 people have died and 74 others are fighting for their lives after consuming highly toxic poisoned cocaine. The fact is that the death toll is rising with each updated report, and there might be more victims. Buenos Aires authorities issued an epidemiological alert on Wednesday after the identification of cases with signs of shock, sensory depression, respiratory distress, psychomotor excitement, and a history of recent cocaine use. According to the Attorney General of the San Martin, Marcelo Lapargo, the poison drugs may be the result of a settling of scores between gangs of traffickers, but investigations are still in progress. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.